Blog Talk Radio.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas who wait. Yeah. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who hate. Block them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell fake. Hell free. Hell. Wait. Fuck them niggas who hate. Block them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell fake. Hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Got me under a fake one like you Donald Toupee. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coach, dope as poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEPs. Picked up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kurt Hennig, y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Bella. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias, nobody tries. We too excellent, the execution here is too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, for main event, what I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lauren Steele, I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still, like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair, hit your head in infrared, weapon on 6. Niggas try to fuck up my money, still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake, fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face, hell face, hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake, fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody.
Yeah, this is Wayne Benitez. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we back. Yes, off a hiatus to take care of some personal business, so I'm back. Yes. Also, shout out to my homie Dave East. Put on a good performance for on Wu-Tang Saga right there. His role as Method Man, so big ups to him. Yes, we some crazy things going on in wrestling right there with the big one with as Ring of Honor, Sinclair Broadcasting releasing all wrestlers from their contracts. Yeah, my prayers is with all the talent of Ring of Honor, but the shit is crazy. If they, these Republican Sinclair broadcast, and they got all the same amount of money WWE has right there, they didn't want to put money forward to make Ring of Honor way much bigger on a bigger scale, so. It's still fucked up. It's still fucked up, though. That they can go after black-on-black crime and all of this and the educational system, and they can't even do no handouts with that right there. And then propaganda the black community, but they can't even keep their employees still with the company. They can afford to do that. But they it's still a fucked up situation, so Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. Yeah, turn it up on the indie scene. Give it up for Diego Hill.
Hey, man, how's it going? I appreciate you for having me, bro.
Yes, it's an honor, man, to welcome you to Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Appreciate you for having me, man. I'm excited, man. I didn't know it was like, I thought at first when you hit me up, I thought it was like going to be like some video chat thingy. Like, this is my first time like actually doing like a phone call thingy. But hey, I'm kind of digging it, bro. Next time,
yes,
we got to do a video chat, bro.
Yeah,
it's
we
a must.
Definitely got you right there. Yes. Yes. Definitely in the works right there.
Right.
Yes. How was it, your day so far?
It's going pretty good, man. I just got done training. I'm still feeling the bumps, the bruises, but you know what they say, you choose the wrestling life, you got to live the wrestling life, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but after all, man, I'm doing pretty good, living life, enjoying my day off, you know, and getting ready for my show tomorrow, you know. Hey, what can I say? The grind never stops.
Right. Never stop. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up in the business?
Yes, I was. I remember when my dad, he took me to my, like, took me to, I think it was WWE Raw at the time. Yeah, it was Raw. It was all the way in Raleigh. That's where I met John Cena, Jeff Hardy, all the great wrestlers, you know, back when Great Khali was still there, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so many people I met there, you know. And then I just, one day, I looked at my dad and I was like, you know what? You know, one day that's going to be me. And, you know, and ever since then, I've just been chasing my dream, and, you know. And it's just been a blessing for me to, like, have talent, for me to, like, still grind. To me, still, like, progressing how I came from bottom to the top. You know what I mean?
Right. Was John Cena one of the guys that you idolized growing up?
No, who I really idolized growing up was Amazing Red. And with me, I really didn't watch as much WWE as I did, like, when I was young. But it was, like, right when I watched TNA, it was, like, right then and there, I was, like, okay. When I first saw Amazing Red, I was, like, okay, this could match my style. You know what I mean? But then again, it's, like, okay, everybody wants to be WWE fans. I'm more like in between, if you know what I mean. It's, like, okay, there'll be one moment where I watch WWE and be like, okay, yeah,
right,
those guys inspired me. And then there'll be another moment where I watch TNA and I'll be like, okay, yeah, I love this shit. You know what I mean? But who was really the answer to the question, who was really my idol, I have to go with Amazing Red. Even though he's not a WWE superstar, he's inspired me so much ways. Like, he was supposed to retire, like, what was it, last year? He retired, but I guess he came back, and now he's just doing his thing now.
Yes, he got love for the business right there, and that infrared finisher, the other ones right there, is amazing right there. He always wanted that dream match with Rey Mysterio right there since day one.
Right. Day one, and they put on a banger, bro. A banger.
Yes. Yeah, it was like the 619 versus the 718 right there.
Right. Right.
Who was your one of your trainers getting into the business?
Okay, when I first entered the business, I was 19 years old. to remind you, I was kind of like iffy at it when I was like, because I was like that nervous person when I was like 18. But then I was like, okay, I'm 19 now. So I talked to my brother, because my brother, everyone knows my brother, Indie King JT. He wanted me to wrestle for so long, like right when he started. But there was moments where I was like, okay, I'm still a middle schooler. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't take a 14-year-old. But now, all of a sudden, now this year, they're like taking 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Where was this at when I was young? You know what I mean? And so, yeah, so pretty much I started getting in the ring when I was 19. I was trained by my brother, Indie King JT, and was also trained there. Also was trained with Hotshot, Adam Hansen. I guess he goes by Adam Ian now. And been training with them for 2 years. And then somehow I moved myself up. Now I'm currently training at the Carolina Wrestling Academy. I know if y'all heard of Kobe Carino. Yep, that's my coach.
Yes.
Jakob Hammermeyer, also my coach. Like, people don't understand. In the CWA, we're making big moves. We already got big people talking about us, you know. And that just tells that we're doing our thing, you know. And I'm proud of all the students. I'm proud of all the coaches, you know. Like, we're progressing, and we're just getting started.
Awesome. Also, what type of music you listen to while preparing, while you're doing your training and workouts?
That really is interesting. Because usually the music I listen to is pretty much Migos. You know, who doesn't want to get hyped while they're training, you know what I'm saying, and get that momentum, you know, that flowing, you know, and just, like, Migos, they're just so freaking hype, bro.
Right. Yeah, they find ways of making you like them right there, and it grows on you right there.
Right. And also, I also listen to Eminem. There's this one song I always listen to, especially when I'm working out in the gym. I think you've heard of it before. If I'm wrong, Fort Minor, Remember the Name.
Right.
Yep, that's my main song I listen to, like, almost every day. When I'm working out, when I'm in training, when I'm running ropes or whatever, it's just Fort Minor, Remember the Name.
Awesome. What's your memories of your debut wrestling match?
Okay. At first, when I started wrestling, I started up as a luchador. Because, you know, I wasn't really comfortable of, like, really showing myself. Because, you know, I was caught up in the moment where it was like, okay, people was have their opinions. But now, right now, I'm at the point where it's like, okay, I don't give a fuck about anybody's opinions as long as I'm doing something that makes me happy. You know what I mean? And the debut I did was Ace Diego. And some people may remember him, some people don't. It was a guy in a blue mask. You know, I was doing that for a good 2 years, and decided to drop the mask right when I joined the Premier Wrestling Federation.
That's right, Dan. That it kind of reminds me of a masked luchador and like a Shawn Michaels type of luchador right there, paying homage to Shawn Michaels.
Bro, I thought you were about to say, I remind you of Prince Puma. I'll be like, you ain't the only one that said that.
Right. I'm definitely also right there. that's another one right there. Puma, yeah. TJP right there. And definitely shout out to TJ Perkins right there. Alumni guest of Wrestling Impact and Radio.
I am seeing that guy soon.
Yes. What's your thoughts of doing a six-man tag match with the Wrestling Prodigies up against the Standard and Chad Coffin?
What's my opinion about that? I mean, me and the Prodigies, we had a lot of fun. We've been, like, talking about it for years that we wanted to be a trios, but somehow bookings couldn't even let it happen. Promotions couldn't let it happen. But I was like, as soon as it happened, we got excited. People don't understand, like, the chemistry that me and the Prodigies got. Like, it'd be like every show we get booked at, we'll stop, eat, have good conversations. You know, they're like my little brothers, you know. And it's like those guys, they're super talented. Like, they've got a bright future ahead of them. And more I can say about the Standard, you know, like Victor Andrews, he's got Aaron Cox under his wing. And, you know, I've been knowing Victor for a while. And, you know, he's been to places where I haven't been. Like, guy's been to WWE, he's been to Ring of Honor. And, like, and you know, the whole situation with Ring of Honor, like, it's mind-blowing. And pretty much Chad Carson, you know, really cool guy too. College kid, you know, been in the business pretty much as long as I've been. You know, got that veteran experience. And pretty much he's just a great guy. You know, you can learn a lot from him too.
Yeah, that was definitely a good six-man right there. That was just a good match right there.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yes, and we definitely need more six man title belts, just like Ring of Honor right there. And it's amazing how they handle the booking also right there, the Freebirds rule six man belts right there, and that's what's going on right there. And and the only thing, positive thing that he's doing right there with the New Day right there you know, they got more exposure now right there for a black trio right there, as even main eventers and black baby world champions right there. And it seems like Xavier could be the next one in line in the future also.
Right. And I like how they create the story with it. I like how it's like they don't make shit happen fast. You know what I mean? It's like when you're like coming up with the ideas, you always got to make a story with it. Whether it be a long ass story or a short ass story, you still got to find a way to make it make sense. You know what I mean? But it's like, Xavier Woods, he could probably be the next guy. Xavier Woods, definitely for sure.
Yes. And the charisma that goes with it, and even I usually call them the brothers with degrees right there. They also have things in common. Also, they got college degrees right there, and that goes along with them right there, New Day positivity and inspiration on everything.
Right.
Also, what's your thoughts of the wrestling Monster Mac?
Ooh. You see, I recently had a match with Steven. And like I say, you can learn a lot from that guy. You know, it was the day when I was booked there, I wouldn't say it was like a squash match, but it was like kind of like a squash match, you know what I mean? But he still let me get like my good shit in, all this and that. And, you know, there's not really much I can say about Matt because I've known him like for a year now. You know, I met him in New Jersey, Catalyst Wrestling. And very chill guy. That's where I met Homicide, Ghost Shadows. I don't think you've heard of them before. But, Monster Max, like I can say, the guy's been around. Like, around. And, you know, a lot I can learn from him. You know, he's taught me a lot. He's, like, helped me with my psychology in wrestling. Way better than it was, you know. And that's the main part of people not understanding. Like, if you want to get yourself over, you got to, like, use psychology. Like, find something that makes sense. And that's what he's been showing me ever since.
Yes, that's definitely one of those vets right there. Amazing. Talent throughout the Ring of Honor days, also and all throughout the Northeast Indies, right there. And you also worked with LeBron Cazone. Also, that's another good match right there. Y'all had.
Oh, yes. I can tell you the story of how I met Cozone. All right, so it was, I think it was 3 years now. Yeah, 3 years ago. He came to a show that I was training at the time. He met me. I guess he wanted to tie it with me. He did a little tie-up. He asked how long I was training. And at that time, I was training for like a good 3 months. And he's been messaging me, but at the time I was still in training. And, you know, once you're a trainee, you really can't do much, you know. But it was like moments where he wanted me to come to Greensboro, and it was like, okay, my trainer won't let me go for some reason, but he just never gave me that reason. But 2 years later, I trained with him at least a couple of times. And then I guess he had DM'd me and was like, are you available this date? I showed up, you know, and then made my Firestar debut. And he was actually the first guy I made my Firestar debut against. And it was a pretty good match. Everybody in the locker room was impressed. You know, some people knew me, some people didn't. They were like, oh, you were the one that wore the mask type shit. You know what I mean? But then I was like, yeah, I wore a mask. Well, I don't wear a mask no more, you know. And, you know, Cozone's, like, one of the greatest teachers in North Carolina. One of them. I've learned so much, you know. It could be, like, the simplest stuff. Like, he taught me different ways to, like, set up to go into, like, a head scissors. Without even, like, making it actually look like a head scissors, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just like that, like, Cozone, he's got that mindset. He's the ring warrior himself. Like, it's like, if anybody stays in Greensboro, North Carolina, and want to be a wrestler, go to Firestar Pro Wrestling. I guarantee you, your payments, all that shit will be worth it.
Definitely a school that that put in work right there, and you know, and if you want to get that more, to polish up your more to that high standard of wrestling right there, that's it's worth it right there.
Right, it is definitely worth it.
Also, what's your thoughts of working with Nemesis?
What, Nemesis?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really interesting. No one has never really asked me about that. You know, I've been, like, hearing, like, good news about how me and him did that good match. Pretty much there's nothing much I could say about Nemesis, is that he's always give me, like, good critiques. Like, it's always the little stuff that he would get on me about, but it makes sense, though. You know what I mean? Like I say, he's that veteran. What could I say? He's that veteran that wants to see you get better. You know what I mean? Even if that means, like, chewing you out or, like, having to sit down and talk with you and be like, he sees that talent in you. You know what I'm saying? Even if that means you got to put your head through a wall or something, he's a great guy. You know, great guy. Great guy to get good critiques from, you know, and all that.
Tenshi X.
Tenshi X. Ooh. It's crazy, though, because I've met Tenshi when he first started training at the Carolina Wrestling Academy. And, you know, kid's really, really talented. He shows heart, you know. And I personally trained Tenshi, if anybody didn't know. Like, if he'll ask, like, this motherfucker over here, every time when someone asks who trains you, he's like, Diego Hill. Diego Hill trained me. Diego Hill trained me. And I'm like, bro, I'm not even a coach yet, but I guess I'll take it. You know what I mean? And so, like, Tenshi, he shows heart, you know. He's that guy that, what can I say? He's that guy that wants to be known, you know, would do anything, you know, to be known. And that is, like, every Tuesday, Thursday, and every show day, he works his ass off. And right there, I can say that kid, he's the future. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see the future, y'all got to look at Tenshi X. Even though he doesn't have as much matches, he's getting there. You know what I'm saying? And that to see him progress each and every week just puts a smile on my face, a tear on my eye, because that just tells that I'm just doing my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're definitely doing your job right there. And that shows right there so many give credit to the fellow wrestlers, also with the trainers right there, for training them right there. And it definitely pays off at the later end, to the future right there. And I've seen cats like that, several dudes in the game right there pay homage like that, and they made it up to other promotions right there, and they up their game right there, so it pays off.
Right.
Do you currently watch the product of AEW, WWE, or any other promotion?
Right now, I watch a lot of Major League Wrestling. Of course, I watch a lot of AEW. Still trying to catch up with WWE. Impact, I watch it. I try watching it, like, every week. But if it's, like, if I'm not at training or if I'm just at home, I'll watch it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, those are the majority of the show I watch is MLW. Because, you know, my boys up there, you know, Boom Hardy, he was just up there, like, with Willow Knight. And I was like, holy shit.
Wow. they got a stacked roster right there. All types of wrestlers from MMA, super heavyweights, luchador, boxing, all types of background right there.
Right. And what I also love about that company is that they're always giving new talent chances, you know? And not every company does that, you know? Especially from my experience learning this shit, like, if you're on the road with somebody, like, take that opportunity. You never know what's going to happen, but always take this shit serious.
Right. That's true. And definitely one of the big hitters on there is Calvin Tankman right there. And he's like the real deal right there next to Jacob Fatu right there.
Oh, yes, sir. And I'm going to be meeting that guy soon, too.
Yes.
Hopefully, if they book me.
Yes. Yeah, I would say he's one of the best talented wrestlers out from his family right there.
Right.
And it's amazing to see how him and his cousin Roman Reigns was actually world champions together and WWE and MLW at the same time right there, closer to the same time. And yeah. And he definitely got the look and he got the promo. He cut a very, very good promo also right there. So he gets this from his father Tonga Kid right there and because he was also a good promo also with the Islanders. So he's going to be the next big thing right there in any major league company right there and also MLW.
Right.
Yeah. And when I recently was watching MLW and see Hammerstone right there worked with Jacob Fatu, and I see resemblance of Brock Lesnar and Hammerstone right there. I guess because Brock Lesnar changes his hair and everything. And I see WWE could be on his radar right now, Alex Hammerstone right there, because he resembles Brock Lesnar's body type and every float and everything. And I see him going to it's going to be a big contract negotiations once the deal right there for it's going to be a fight between these promotions to get him right there.
Right.
Yeah, what's your thoughts of Ring of Honor? Just gonna do like it's gonna seem like it's gonna be sort of like on an indie level next year, and they letting go their contract wrestlers. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, honestly, my thoughts is it really sucks, man, because like I've been watching Ring of Honor way before I even got in the business, and you know, to see it's like that moment where you know it's like you know when you're at a space game and you just got one more opportunity to win it all, and then it just all goes away. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, maybe they had to rebuild this stuff. Or maybe it's, okay, I need to rebuild the pieces.
So it's like, in my mind, it's like, okay, they're not done for good, and we all know they're not done for good. It's like, okay, they're probably rebuilding themselves. And it's okay to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what happens. It can get bigger, you know, and it can get more people, especially if they're, like, trying to invest more money in it to make this show, like, a super show. I get it, you know. But, like, part of me really can't say much about it because I'm not a Ring of Honor star. I'm not – I haven't worked there, and, you know, it's just – you know, to me, it's just mind-blowing how things are going with them.
Yeah, it's going to I have high hopes that Ring on enough, you know, they never tapped out right there. Through the
right.
ups and downs, and they bounced back from Sinclair right there, and I just see it right there. They could be a Fox network away, back into the game right there. Because,
like,
I know
these
they
guys
were
on TV.
Right.
TV. Yeah. Like a channel TV that you ain't got to pay shit for unless it's a fucking pay-per-view. And it's just all of it's going away. It's like, wow. Like,
wow.
What's next?
Yeah. And I'm just hoping for, since WWE is going to expand more to Comcast Universal with their Peacock deal, and SmackDown more likely in the future going to be back on the USA Network or Sci-Fi right there because of big. A huge deal right there because their commitment right there, and Fox, I just see them right there. They could be using someone like a Ring of Honor right there for the big main show for that Friday, for that time.
Yeah, that's what
right
I feel they're going to do.
Right, because I see that connection of Sinclair and Fox. They have a good relationship right there. I know they both. Conservative right there. I see that entity right there. That let's dig right there. Let's finally challenge these companies right there. And
right.
That's all it takes right there. I just want to see, you know, these companies be steroided. I mean, I hate to use that word. I mean, steroided up like to be huge profit companies right there for more talented to make more money and everything else right there.
Right.
And it's going to be a high demand right there, and every year right there, high demand for wrestling on these networks right there.
Yep.
Also, any upcoming shows or any other appearances for our listeners out there?
Okay, so tomorrow I'll be in Jacksonville, North Carolina, at the Missing CrossFit Link, and I will be facing Jay Malachi. So bell time over there is around 7. So if y'all want to see it, y'all better bring y'all asses to Jacksonville, North Carolina, because match number 2 is Jay Malachi versus Diego Hill. And the first one, he got me on it. I admit, I'll take the L on this one. But the second one, I got to get my redemption. Even though Malachi's little bro, even though we teamed up before, he knows I need this win more than he needs it. And Saturday, I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be ringside with Bojack, because Bojack
is also my tag team partner, if anybody didn't know that. Him and BK Westbrook, we're a trios, and we are called the Hotline Star Machine, hashtag HSM. I repeat that again, hashtag HSM. And so, yeah, he's got a title opportunity, and I'm there to support my man. You know, nobody don't understand the chemistry us three got, and ever since us three had teamed up, we've been on the road up north, like, nonstop. So it was like, if y'all see us at Beyond or H2O again, y'all know it's going to be a movie. And also Sunday, I will be in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I will be in a tag team match. No, it will not be my brother, Indy King JT. Apparently, he's finna get leg surgery soon. I just heard the news today. And so most likely, I'm really not stressing about it, though. But then part of me is like, okay, it's my brother. You know what I mean? And it's like, this is the guy who helped me became who I am today. And the fact is like, this is telling me something. It's like, am I on my own? Even though I know I'm not alone, but it's like, can I do this without my brother? Or I know I can do this without my brother. You know what I mean? So Sunday, I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina at Firestar Pro Wrestling. If y'all got me on all my social medias, I post all my shows. All my shows, all the shows where I'll be at. If y'all love to come and support, I appreciate it. And also, merch will be dropping soon. I don't know when the date will be, but once them Diego Hill t-shirts come, y'all better get them, because I know for a fact they're going to be going ASAP, because I know most of y'all that's listening to this right now, I know if one of y'all that's messaging me saying, Diego, when can we get the shirts? When can we get the shirts? To be honest, I don't know. I'm still working on it, okay? Wrestlers struggle too. That's only if you're not signed, though. And so, yeah, Sunday, I'll be at Firestar, Greensboro, North Carolina. I'll be in a tag team match. It'll be Sky High. If y'all know who Sky High is, that's my tag team partner. Me and Azra Kayam, and hopefully we get our rematch against the Trendsetters, because the Trendsetters, they cheated last month. They took out my boy, then tried to jump me, but didn't finish the job on my boy. We had him right there, but somehow slipped, lost, got jumped. Like, come on. You got to love wrestling. You got to love wrestling. So if you don't love wrestling, yes. I don't know why you're up.
Exactly, yes. Yes, the wrestling is sport, just like baseball, hockey, and football right there. The same amount of injuries right there. But wrestling is way more injuries, just like football, the same amount.
Right.
Yes, it was an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio, Diego. You can come back anytime to the show.
Hey, if I come back, we got to do that daggone video chat, bro. I will help you with
yes,
that.
Yes, we got to. that's what's up. That's what's up.
I appreciate you for having me, man.
Yes.
And also, I'll say one more thing. If y'all want to follow me on my social medias, my Facebook is Diego Hill. My Twitter is @I'mDiegoHill. Same thing with the Instagram, @I'mDiegoHill. That's where I'll be posting my updates most of the time on Instagram. I do a lot of travel. If you see me around your state or city, I'm really, really chill person. Be happy to take pictures, be happy to sign autographs, all that. Feel free.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, come on through and check out Diego Hill right there. One of the top guys in the game on the indie scene of pro wrestling.
Appreciate you for having me, my brother.
You're welcome. Come back. You have a good night.
You too, bro. Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Diego Hill. You can check this interview out right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio or our Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio /It Factor Entertainment Radio. Yes, for Wayne Benitez. I'm out. Later.
What? Yo. Fuck them niggas who wait. Good. Now we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who wait. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Fuck them niggas who hate, got them bitches who fake. You could be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell, fake, hell, let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Got me under a fake one like you Donald Toupet. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coast, dope as poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MVPs. Picked up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. Keep it on for a minute now, but with him around I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kirk Henning, y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias, nobody tries. We too excellent, the execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event, what I do, pay-per-view special. These lead ball for Lawrence Steele, I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still, like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair, hit your head, infrared, weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nasal board. Niggas try to fuck up my money, still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and